Franz Kafka does not, by today's criteria, strictly count as being Czech, as he was from a German Jewish family in Prague, he is undoubtedly one of the best-known authors, if not the best-known, ever to have come from the Czech lands. A lonely and shy man, he felt ostracized from society and died of tuberculosis at the young age of 41, feeling that he was a failure in all facets of his life. Franz Kafka was born in Prague on July 3, 1883, the son of Hermann Kafka, who owned a haberdashery shop in the old town. Franz was the eldest child and was, unlike his father, who was a strong and dominating man, he was a weak child. According to Eduard Goldsticker, who has written several works on Franz Kafka, from Kafka's early childhood, there was a conflict between father and son.
There was a war between them, really. He wrote a piece which is called A Letter to His Father, where he describes, among other things, an incident in his very early life when, as a baby or a small child, one night he cried and couldn't stop. And his father, who was tired after a whole day's work, because he worked very hard and wanted to sleep, tried to get him to stop crying, and it didn't help. And his father, it was a cold night, lost his patience, got up, took the boy and put him on the balcony and left him there. I interpreted this moment as a moment when that boy somehow thought of himself as abandoned, rejected.
The conflict between father and son was to last throughout Franz Kafka's life, and led to a general feeling of isolation, and he found himself unable to relate to the people around him.
The shyness to meet unknown people, shyness to mix with people, and he had only a tiny circle of friends, Prague, German, Jewish writers, literati, among whom he felt free and could freely talk and react. He himself characterized himself as a man whom his nature distances from a life in a meaningful community.
After completing high school, Franz Kafka studied law, which was one of the few professions open to Jews at the time. When he graduated from law school in 1907, he joined the Italian insurance company Generali, in part to prove to his father that he could make a living. But he found the work very taxing and left a year later. He moved to a workers' insurance institute, where he remained until he retired in 1922. He disliked his work, and he longed to become a writer. Every night after work he would go home and write until the early hours of the morning. But it was a long and hard road for Franz Kafka.
He talks about 15 years of gruesome effort to become a writer, and the breakthrough came when he succeeded to write a short story in one night, The Verdict. And he was very dissatisfied with mostly with what he wrote, and he never finished any of his three novels. He wrote The Trial, and knowing of his difficulties of leading a story towards its end, a longer story, after the first chapter, after having written the first chapter, to make sure that this time he will have an end, he wrote the last chapter immediately. But then, between the last and the last but one chapter, there's a gap. And as far as the castle is concerned, it remained without a conclusion, because he came to the conclusion that he is unable to finish it as he would like it.
In 1914, Franz Kafka got engaged to Felicia Bauer, the daughter of a Jewish businessman in Berlin, but, not for the first time in his life, he found himself unable to marry his fiancée, and went to Berlin to break off the engagement. He had longed to leave Prague for years and escape his father's influence, so he sent his parents a letter saying that he was going to stay in Berlin and try to make it as a writer. Unfortunately, history decided otherwise. Eduard Goldsticker again.
While he was in Germany deciding this great rebellion in his life, the First World War broke out. and he had no choice but to return to Prague. Then all his friends were taken into the war. He was spared because his institution asked the authorities to leave him as indispensable, and he was very unhappy about it. But again, even in that position of the war, he was left alone.
This loneliness, which started in Kafka's childhood, is reflected in all of his works.
His protagonists in his works mostly are problems of getting out of loneliness, of imposed loneliness of which there is no way out, and they are seeking that way out, and always come back defeated.
Franz Kafka continued to have a string of failed relationships, especially after he contracted tuberculosis in 1917. He realized that he did not have long to live, and this gave a new urgency to his desire to get married. He got engaged to Felicia Bauer again in 1917 and broke off the engagement again soon after. In 1920, he got engaged to Yulia Vohriskova, the daughter of a Jewish cobbler, but the conflict with his father interfered with this relationship.
He derided his intention to marry that girl, to which Kafka left Prague. He had to go away because his father was such an authority that he could not write that letter to his father in the same flat where his father and his mother lived.
After that, Franz Kafka was briefly involved with the journalist Milena Jesenska, who is apparently the only woman with whom he was involved, whose intellect equaled his own. But again, the relationship came to an unsatisfactory end. It was Kafka's own lament that, as part of his inability to be part of a community, he was unable to form a lasting union with a woman. Franz Kafka met his closest friend, Max Brod, while studying law. Brod remained one of Kafka's most devoted supporters and friends right up until the very end of his life.
He looked upon Kafka as a genius in all respects. Before Kafka published a single line, Max Brod wrote about him as about a great writer, mentioning his name in a row of names of the best writers of the age, to which Kafka said very modestly, "I thank you very much, but that name should be forgotten."
In 1922, with his tuberculosis already entering an advanced state, Franz Kafka left the Insurance Institute where he worked and continued trying to write. Although he produced a great deal of writing, he felt that it was unsatisfactory and looked upon himself as a human being in a very dismal light. He wanted to have his writings destroyed and turned to Max Brod for help in doing this.
He died as a man convinced that he was a failure as a son, a failure as a fiancé, a failure as a writer. And that is why he twice wrote a request to his friend Max Brod to burn, after Kafka's death, every piece of paper covered with Kafka's writing. And now Brod was put before that terrible dilemma. Should I follow the last will of my closest friend and deprive the world of ingenious writings, or should I publish the writing and disavow the wish of my nearest friend?
Franz Kafka died on June 6, 1924, 1 month short of his 41st birthday. Max Brod took the decision to publish his works, and they became immensely successful in the West. In Czechoslovakia, up until the Second World War, there were a few attempts to publish Kafka's works, but they were relatively unsuccessful. For the first 15 years of the communist regime, most of Kafka's books were banned as they were considered bourgeois, and it was not until the Kafka Conference in 1963, organized by Eduard Goldsticker, that his books became available in the Soviet bloc. And it was at this time that Franz Kafka found an appreciative audience amongst younger Czechs.
The young generation discovered him here between the 50s and 60s as somebody who somehow enlightened them about the character of the society they lived in, the bizarre society in which nothing is fixed, everything can be changed from one moment to another, and so this feeling of the absurdity of one's surrounding.